We're going to make a turn now because we've been celebrating stadium food on the show recently. And with the playoffs just around the corner, we've come to our last concession stands of the regular season. At Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, you will find a few classics, pretzels, popcorn, churros, but you'll also find some far-out Franks. Bridget Dowd of member station KJZZ has the story.
Look at this hot dog.
This is Big Dogs, where Chef Steven Tilder takes a baseball staple to the next level.
It's an 18-inch bratwurst, and then it is a Granny Smith apple jalapeno coleslaw, barbecue aioli, fried mac and cheese, and then house-cured beer pickles.
That creation, piled on top of a custom onion bun, is called the SI Cover Dog. The Diamondbacks chef and a Sports Illustrated reporter came up with the recipe.
It's too big for my mouth at once. But if you dissect it, it has a great flavor.
Joan Suvey is a Diamondback season ticket holder. She and Trevor Bambulis were trying the monster dog for the first time.
Wow.
You seem pretty surprised.
Hearing something like Granny Smith coleslaw kind of throws you off, but that is really good.
And while Trevor was pleasantly surprised, his 9-year-old son Sawyer was not.
I am not a macaroni and cheese person.
If you're like Sawyer, you might like the Tot Dog. It's a top seller, also created by Chef Tilder.
It's a little spicy from the chili. You get the crunch from the tater tots. You get the coolness of the sour cream. So there's so many layers that go really well to each other on that, but it's probably something that I probably will never take off the menu.
And if Franks aren't your thing, well, there's chicken and donuts, fry bread tacos, and if you're not a meat eater, even a couple vegan burgers.
So we are always trying to create basically restaurant quality food in the ballpark. When people come in, we're going to blow their mind.
Stadiums sure have come a long way from peanuts and Cracker Jack. For NPR News, I'm Bridget Dowd in Phoenix.